This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Brothers and sisters in Islam, being firm and steadfast on the deen is difficult, is hard. And if you inspect some of the sayings of our righteous predecessors who may have a bitter environment, a bitter, more supportive and supportive environment for them to achieve this, a lot of them would say, my wish is to die as a Muslim, that I do not let go. That you do not let go of your deen, if your Islam, if your beliefs, at these times. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted you to visualize this. He said, relating to our times, the one who is holding on to his deen is like someone who is holding fire in his hand. And a man, hadith al-thani, a man will pass by the grave of another Muslim and he will say, I wish I am in your place. It's not easy, it's difficult, it's very trying. Especially if you have the commitment made, alhamdulillah. One of the means to keep firm is to look back at history. Because what is happening right now to Muslims happened before at least three times. Exactly, almost identical. Where the evil powers in earth group to hunt them. It happened before. And this is why we need to look back and see what happened. Not just to our ancestors from the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba wa Tabi'een, the first three braised generations. Rather, look beyond that. This is why the stories in the Quran were mentioned. And actually the objective and the purpose of all these stories which are quoted in the Quran is to make you firm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a chapter, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about it, Shayyabatni Hud, chapter called Hud. Hud made me grave. If you really read that chapter with your heart present, it can gray you too. It can turn you into gray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam series of stories, beginning with Nuh, then Ad, then Thamud, then Lut, then Madian, then Musa, and then he comes at the end of the chapter and he tells him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَكُلًّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. And all these stories, each story that I'm telling you, O Muhammad, to make your heart firm. And towards the end of this chapter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him, فَلَا تَكُ فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِمَّا يَعْبُدُ هَؤُلَى. Don't you dare doubt that those people that you're seeing in front of you are like these previous nations, those who are putting you to the test, those who are testing you in the faith, testing you in the deen, those who are giving you a hard time, those who are bickering you because you're committing to your deen. Don't ever doubt that they are in falsehood like these guys before them. فَلَا تَكُوا فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِمَّا يَعْبُدُ هَؤُلَاء مَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا كَمَا يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُهُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ. They are just following the footsteps of their ancestors. It doesn't mean that you're weak, you're alone, that you're not in the truth. لا. The story of Bani Israel, brothers and sisters in Islam, is mentioned in a way that is out of this world. 136 times the name Musa was mentioned in the Quran. The most repeated name of a prophet, of a messenger. Open the Quran, open the Mus'haf. Bani Israel, Bani Israel, Bani Israel, Bani Israel, Bani Israel. To the extent some of our scholars of tafsir from the brave generations, they made that statement. They said, كَادَ الْقُرْآنُ أَن يَكُونَ مُوسَى. The Quran is about to be Musa. And in general, the principle, brothers and sisters in Islam, of benefiting from the experience of others, something that is praised, that you benefit from the experience of other people before you. And we learned that from where? You know the hadith al-Mi'raj, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the salah was legislated. Initially, how many salahs a day? Initially, how many? 50. That means what, by the way, if you do some math, every 27 minutes you would have to stop, make salah, mandatory. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes down, who meets him? What happened up there? 50 salah, get back out there, go back out there. It's not gonna work. I led a nation before you. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam benefited from the experience of Musa. He immediately went back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the end, it was 5 in numbers, in number 5, 50 in rewards. We need to look back, and certainly the similarity between Bani Israel and our condition now is there. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters in Islam, and I hate to stand up here and be pessimistic, because that should not be the spirit of a khatib. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually warned us against this. He said, إِذَا قَالَ الرَّجُلْ هَلَكَ النَّاسِ فَهُوَ أَهْلَكَهُمْ ضَبْط فَهُوَ أَهْلَكُهُمْ. If someone stands and the people are doomed to ruin, Muslims are going to, I would be the first one, or I am the one who's causing it. La, al-mu'min, a believer, is always what? Optimistic. Regardless. Why? Anything that happens in the face of this earth happens without Allah's permission? Yes or no? Everything that happens, inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadar. Inna kulla shay'in, everything that is created according to the knowledge of Allah, it was recorded, Allah willed for it to happen, and Allah actually created it to be. There must be a wisdom. But looking at our condition as an ummah and analyzing what is wrong with us, why every place in the face of this earth where there is a blood is a blood of a Muslim? Why? You have to look at this. Children in Syria have no food, no water. Why? Look at the map. I want to look at the map. Every fighting, Muslims are being killed. يعني زمان كنا بنقول ايه ايرلندا الشماليه وايرلندا الجنوبيه مش عارف نورث ايلاند وساوث ايلاند they made peace with one. خلاص خلصت هذه. Whether Muslims fighting Muslims or whether they are trying to finish us up basically. Why يا اخوه؟ Very simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given us a story about Bani Israel out of this world. When they came out of Egypt, Prophet Musa alayhi salam was instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to lead them to Canaan, which is Palestine now, the Holy Land. The story is mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Beautiful story. Look at this. يَا قَوْمِ أُدْخُلُوا الْأَرْضَ الْمُقَدَّسَةَ الَّتِي كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. My people, Musa is saying to them, let's enter the land. What did they say? No. Blunt, no. شوف قالوا يا موسى. They said, O موسى, إن فيها قوما جبارين وإنا لن ندخلها حتى يخرجوا منها فإن يخرجوا منها فإن داخلوا. There are people of exceeding force inside, giants. We're not going to enter until they leave. Once they leave, then we're going to come. Joshua, Yosha, and Harun, يعني, according to books of tafsir, they said, listen guys, all what you have to do is do tawakkul on Allah. And just go out there and Allah will take care of you. قال رجلان من الذين يخافون أنعم الله عليهم ادخلوا عليهم الباب فإذا دخلتموه فإنكم غالبون وعلى الله فتوكلون كنتم مؤمنين. They came back and said, إنا لن ندخلها أبدا. No. Look at this now. فاذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا. شوف سوء الأدب. You and your Lord go and fight. Once you take care of them, we'll follow you, inshallah. What happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated upon them to wander in the desert for 40 years. We read in some of the books of tafsir, they go in circles. They are trying to get out of the desert. 40 years. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the Ummah is wondering. Wallahi, we're going in circles, exactly like Bani Israel. Back and forth. Confusion all over the place. One of the most fascinating things that happened and really struck me a conference that took place in a country called Chechnya, Grozny. You got almost 100 so-called scholars hand-picked to redefine or define who are Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. If you want to talk about confusion now, if you really want to talk about confusion, first of all, you normally know the intention behind any conference by the organizer. Who's organizing it? Just by knowing who's the organizer, who is paying for it, that should kill it. That should kill it. That should take off. You know what? But just look at their devious findings. Look at this now. And some of you brothers may not be aware of this stuff. And sometimes when we sit on that table and teach it, when we mention Maturidi, Ash'ari, what is the Sheikh is still talking about this? Yeah? This is when you really need that information. Huh? When you need to know who is Abu Mansur al-Maturidi. You need to know who is al-Hasan al-Ash'ari is. Here is the interesting piece. Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, the people of the Sunnah and al-Jama'ah. Look at this, brothers. In the area of al-I'tiqad, once it comes to the beliefs, are the Maturidi, the Ash'ari, the Sufi. That's it. What does it mean? First of all, Abu Mansur, rahimahullah, ala fikra, by the way, we never canceled out al-Maturidi from Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We never did. We consider them Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Yeah, we study and we teach their misconceptions about Iman, about Asma wa Sifat. We teach that, but we never say they are not Ahl, they are Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Al-Asha'ira, Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah. We never say that they are not. La, la, la. That means, if you believe Allah has names and attributes, you're not Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah anymore. If you do not interpret, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you in the Quran, إِيَدُ اللَّهِ فَوْقَ أَيْدِيهِمْ, the hand of Allah is above their hand. Now if you don't say the hand here means the force of Allah, that means you're not Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah, you're out. I'm going to tell you something very interesting without going into deep into that stuff, because you know that khutbah al-Jum'ah, we need to get to business here. Look at this, look at this. Here is the funny piece. It's actually, if you know what they are saying, you will laugh at them. Okay, so we finish with the, because the religion is what? The religion is i'tiqad, belief. Then what? Fiqh, ibadah, salah, zakah. And also, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, in the area of al-fiqh, the sharia, the branch, are the followers of the four major madhahib. Jazakallahu khayra. Ali Jum'a, Ali Jifri, and مش عارف مين, Hassan Abu Ali, Ibrahim Abu, مش عارف Abu مين, علماء Sultan. Just go and look. طيب, one second here. So you want to tell me that the followers of Abu Hanifa, Malik, Ahmad, Shafi'i, in the area of the branch of the religion, are Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah? Can I ask you a question? Did you study the belief of Malik? What Malik believes? He doesn't believe Maturidi, he doesn't believe Ash'ari. Did you study Abu Hanifa? Man. Did you study Shafi'i? Their beliefs are identical to those whom they cancelled out. So basically, they accepted their fiqh and they cancelled their beliefs because they want to bring in a new modified Islam that the West can feel comfortable with. because that version of Islam is not good. Guess what? They confuse masses. You see, that stuff doesn't sell with somebody who knows his business. But it will sell with somebody who doesn't even know what is aqidah is, what tawheed is. That's what the Sheikh will have. Confusion. Confusion, ya ikhwan. On Tuesday, inshaAllah, a day is coming that is out of this world. Out of this world. The 10th of Al-Muharram. A day actually that unite us with the previous Muslims. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast the 10th of Al-Muharram even when he was in Mecca. Ashura. And the scholars, they say, because it's from the Sharia of Ibrahim. Min Sharia Ibrahim. Why this day is special? في البخاري ومسلم ومسند أحمد. This is the day on which Allah has saved Bani Israel from the Pharaoh. Because Bani Israel were the Muslims. You see, I'm from Egypt. Bani Israel at the time of the Pharaoh are my brothers. Pharaoh, yeah, Pharaoh, Ibn al-Pharaoh. Pharaoh mean? I don't know Pharaohs. نحن أولى. I have more right to claim Musa and Bani Israel at this time. Not the Pharaoh, not the Egyptians, because they are kuffar at this time. So here is the sunnah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanding you and me to connect with our ancestors beyond his time. Because what on this day, Allah has saved Musa and Bani Israel from the Pharaoh. The scene that you all know. إِنَّا مُدْرَكُونَ They approach the sea. The Pharaoh is behind him. كَلَّا Strike the sea with your staff. A bridge was created. We know the story. وَفِي مُسْنَدْ أَحْمَدْ It was also established that this is the day on which the Ark of Noah finally landed. وَاسْتَوَتْ عَلَى الْجُودِي فَصَامَهُ نُوحٌ شُكْرًا لِلَّهِ Nuh fasted this day. Shukran lillah. Tayyib. This is why we fast. You find Muslims. Mahum min ahli al-qibla. From the people of the qibla. Rawafid. Shia. They do something out of this world on this day. Is a day of grief, a day of sorrow. And look at the media outlet, what they do. Wallah, I saw a YouTube yesterday of somebody who was beating himself, he killed himself. Ya Rajl, ayyu deenin hada? What religion is this? This is the day of crying. Over the killing of Sibtun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tab, who killed al-Husayn? Who killed al-Husayn? The people of al-Kufa killed him. Ahl al-Sunnah has nothing to do with it. Mahawa, listen, the fight right now and the West is doing a great job. Is that type of a fight? I mean, I'll share with you what happened according to our records. But in no way I'm inciting you to hate Shia or brothers. Anyone who is not combatant with you, he's entitled to a civil civilized debate with you. Polite. Don't take my words. Don't say the Sheikh is inciting us now against Shia. La, la, la. Listen, anyone who is not combatant, he deserves your kindness, your good words. You deserve da'wah. He deserves da'wah from you. Give them da'wah. Because a lot of them really don't even know this history. For the sake of time, brothers and sisters, again, what I'm trying to do is, I'm giving you examples of how we are going in circles, how we are wandering. And for us to get back on track, we must take care of these things. You know, they taught us the history of Salahuddin. They did teach us this history. Or at least you took the initiative and you studied it. But the piece that you do not know, that before Salahuddin, rahimahullah, liberated Jerusalem, he spent 17 years clarifying all this stuff. The Muslim world was engulfed in Quburiyin beliefs, extreme Sufis beliefs, Shia Rawafid beliefs. He taught the Ummah back. This is what you believe, this is what you should do. And this is what will give you Izzah. Because listen, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brothers and sisters in Islam, he made it crystal clear. Look at this hadith. Wallahi, as if he lives with us now. إذا تبايعتم بالعين ورضيتم بالزرع وأخذتم أذناب البقر وتركتم الجهاد سلط الله عليكم ذلا لا ينزعه عنكم حتى تعودوا إلى دينكم. If you're still using a business transaction known as العين, riba, I go to that place, buy a car for $10,000 on credit. I pay $200 every month. And I come and I sell it to you for $8,000. I get the cash right away. هذا والعينة. Going around, it's usury. Because you're really selling what you don't own. For a business transaction in Islam to be valid, you must own. This is mine. So I go and buy it on credit and sell it to you in cash for a lesser amount, so I get cash in my hand. Basically tricking. You know, like Bani Israel, don't fish on Saturday. What did they do? Yeah, we're not going to fish on Saturday, but we'll fish on Saturday. رَضِيْتُمْ بِالزَّرْعِ. You're happy with your jobs. I mean, the hadith doesn't say jobs, but you're happy with agriculture, with cultivating. You're not striving to live Islam. Allah will humiliate you. And that humiliation will not be lifted from you unless you go back to your deen. You go back to your deen beliefs. You go back to your deen practice. You see, alhamdulillah, I'm a Muslim, but I'm not really a practicing Muslim. I'm not heavy. But my brother, mashallah, he practices. He prays twice a day. Ya ikhwa, in brief, because of time, I don't want to hold you from work. And this weekend, inshallah, between Maghrib and Isha and after Fajr, I'm here. I'll give lectures about this subject. We know that the year 41 was the year of Jama'ah, of the Muslims. The Muslims finally were unified because of an initiative of the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose name is Al-Hasan. And subhanAllah, one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on his pulpit, and Al-Hasan, as a little boy, walked into the masjid, and he was wearing a garment. So he stumbled. Is that the word, stumbled? Stumbled. The Prophet ﷺ went down, grabbed him, and he looked at his companions and he said, "Inna waladi hada sayyid." This walad of mine, grandson of mine, is a sayyid. يُصْلِحُ اللَّهِ بِهِ بَيْنَ طَائِفَتَيْنِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. One day Allah will make him the reason for peace between two fighting Muslims, believers. احنا عندنا كده في sect called الخوارج يقول لك ليه الصحابة كفار, why they fought one another. اهو الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول they are Muslims. He said, you know what? Let's stop this. Muawiyah, you're a companion. You are one of the scribes of al-Wahy. Khalas. By the way, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, those Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we believe that al-Hasan ibn Ali radiallahu an was entitled to the imamah of the Muslims. هذا معتقدنا. But this does not qualify us to even say a word about Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan رضي الله عنهما. This is the discipline that we have. Al-Hasan took his family after the death of his father, of course, in Iraq. He took Al-Husayn and his family, Alul Bayt, back to Medina. Years later, Al-Hasan passed away, the year 50, around. Towards the end of the year 60 after Hijrah and beginning of the year 61, Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhuma decided to appoint his son as the Khalifa. Of course, you're talking about Yazid. Yazid is not a companion. So you appoint Yazid as Amir al-Mu'mineen. Look at this. Look at these names. Abdullah ibn Umar. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. Al-Husayn ibn Ali. Jabir ibn Abdullah. Abdullah ibn Zubayr. These companions did not like the decision. But you know what? Let's maintain peace. But we're not going to support you. Al-Husayn refused to give the pledge to Yazid. Yazid wanted the bay'ah from Al-Husayn. رضي الله عنه. الحسين يعني إيه, as if, okay, you know what, I'm not going to give you a pledge, but I'm not going to give you trouble. Just do your business. You know, sometimes people have some issues. They say, you know what, you go do your business, I'm not going to give you trouble. أنت في مأمن, بس I'm not going to give you a pledge. Because it's a principle, it's the wrong thing. And it is the wrong thing, but this is معاوية ابن أبو سفيان رضي الله عنه. He must have a reason, and so he sent, again, I'm telling you what happened. Who killed Al-Husayn? Because the 10th of Al-Muharram is a day when they go after our companions, after Ahlul Sunnah, and they are fighting Ahlul Sunnah, killing the children in Syria on the basis of these false beliefs. Yazid sent to the Amir of Al-Madina, "I need the pledge of Al-Husayn." I don't recall the Amir of Al-Madina's name. The Amir of Al-Madina called Al-Husayn, "Listen, I'm commanded tomorrow at night you come to the masjid and you give the pledge to Yazid. He said, no, yes, no, let me think about it. This is in brief, by the way, I'm cutting a lot of corners. He went back home, back. He took all Al al-Bayt to Makkah. He ran away, basically. Yazid sent to the Amir of Makkah, but the Amir of Makkah was wise. Al al-Nabi. Wallahi, ya ikhwa, we love them dearly. We love them. But, like any other thing we do, wasat. We don't treat them like any other family. We don't say that they don't have a special status. What do you mean? They are the family of your messenger. But on the other hand, we don't give them a supernatural status. I don't say that Ali is a god. They worship Ali. Yeah. So Amir of Mecca did not fulfill the command of Yazid. The news reached Iraq. Oh, that's the place where every... Shuf, look at this. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood like this. He's in Medina. And he looked. Al-fitna hahun. Kulli al-fitn. Comes from here. Again, brothers, please don't take my words. I'm not inciting hate towards anybody here. This is a disclaimer. I'm just telling you history. Until this time, the people of Al-Kufa, Shi'at Ali, did not give a pledge yet to Yazid. So the news got to them that Al-Husayn did not give the pledge and he fled to Mecca. They kept sending books, letters, messengers, people signing. The scholars, they say almost 500 books, letters, were delivered to Al-Husayn in Mecca. You are the Imam, you are Amir al-Mu'mineen, come to Al-Kufa. We're going to take care of you. We're going to support you. In one of the letters, by the way, said, you know what? We're not going to pray Jum'ah anymore. No Jum'ah until, because we don't have Imam. We're going to stop praying Jum'ah until you come. The scholars, in every letter, by the way, there are 500 letters. But in every letter, like maybe a couple of thousand, almost 18 to 20,000 individuals in Al-Kufa given pledge to Al-Husayn, come, you are Amir al-Mu'mineen, we'll support you. Come. Al-Husayn radiallahu anhu sent his cousin Muslim ibn Aqil to go and verify. He went and he found that the people are really motivated to bring Al-Husayn to Al-Kufa. Yazid found out. Yazid, by the way, is not a companion. He found out. He appointed one of the most vicious human beings called Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad. Go and take care of this matter. The most vicious. Stop this fitna. Before the arrival of Al-Husayn, he caught Muslim ibn Aqil and he simply killed him. He threw him from the top of the mountain, by the way. On the day of Eid al-Adha. Of course, Al-Husayn did not know anything. We didn't have text messaging. He gathered his family, his household, 100 of them, between women, children, and he is going to Al-Kufa because he didn't know. Now, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad started buying all these people. It's very interesting what he did. You die. By the way, he arrived at Karbala. Wallahi, ikhwa, this is from their books. Wallahi, this is from the books of the Shia. Wallahi, I'll show you the record. Fal Hussein asked somebody, what is the name of that place? Qalu Karbala. The name is Karbala. قال أعوذ بالله من الكرب ومن البلاء. I seek refuge with Allah from كرب, distress and البلاء. عبيد الله بن زياد gathered an army from the people who sent him the message, the people who given him the pledge from الكوفة, 5,000 of them. And they killed him in Karbala. They separated his head from his body. So who killed al-Husayn? انت عارف عندنا في مصر يقول لك ايه بيقتل القتيل ويمشي في جنازته. That you kill somebody then you walk in his funeral. لا ده دول ايه بقى ايه, they kill and they demand the blood. ده بيقتل القتيل وعايز ايه, عايز الدم بتاعه. هذا هو confusion يا إخوة. طيب listen, I'm not gonna blame the people living now over what their ancestors are did, but is this is the way that you show your grief? Is that how you show your grief? Wallahi, by Allah, this hadith in the Al-Kullini, Al-Kafi, in the literature of hadith, you know that the Bukhari or Muslim, they don't know Bukhari or Muslim, but they have their own. This hadith is in their books. What hadith? The hadith of ليس منا, he's not one of us. من لطم الخدود وشق الجيوب ودعا بدعوة, he's not one of us. Is that how I go and express my grief? It's time to come back to the deen, ya ikhwa. It's time to educate yourselves. Educate your families. Educate your circle. About your deen, about Islam. Because listen, if you want to hold on to that deen, that's what it's going to take. You cannot trust anymore. You cannot. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said 73 sects, the hadith is authentic. Wallahi, only people who are insane, only people who are followers of whims and desires would deny this hadith, would deny the authenticity of this hadith. That like the Jews split it into 71, the Christians 72, you will split into 73 sects. And all of them are in hell. In hell. We could discuss, except one. Which one, ya Rasulullah? The one they cancelled out in Grozny. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل, وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل, وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وعلى من اتبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Brothers and sisters in Islam, it is the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us these seasons. Imagine next Tuesday is the 10th of Al-Muharram, the day of Ashura. If you fast that day sincerely, the sins of the previous year are expiated. Accept the major sins. For don't waste. Mark, the 10th is on Tuesday. You're special. The Prophet ﷺ wanted you to stay special. He wanted us to add one more day before, or one day after, or one day before, one day after. You could fast 3 days. You could do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You could do Monday, Tuesday. You could do Tuesday, Wednesday. Because Jews fasted this day. So want to be different? So you could fast Monday and Tuesday. Even though the Prophet ﷺ did not execute, but he vowed to do it. بإذن الله تعالى, I will have lectures beginning tomorrow between Maghrib and Isha for the family. Refreshments will be available. Bring your family. As we talk about the subject of how Bani Israel got out. Because at one stage, by the way, they got out. And I'll share with you a fascinating hadith, hadith Yusha ibn Nun. And I want to close with this. Why 40 years? Why the number 40? They had to wonder. Why not 50? Why not 10? Why not 20? Because this is the time needed at the time to recycle generations. Basically, Allah is saying that generation is not going to do it. That's not going to do it. Well, listen, if you're brought up and your fitra is scratched too much, it's hard to come back. But that's where you can infest in the children, in the youth. And who led Bani Israel out of the wilderness? Who? Yusha. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ. Musa said to his fatah. Imam Ahmad says, فَتَاهُ قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, فَتَاهُ هُوَ يُوشَعْ إِبْنُ نُون. Joshua. You know, when you have that faith, that belief. You know, Yusha arrived Friday night. The sun was about to set. And you know from the Sharia of Bani Israel, Saturday, know what? Because the day begins when? At sunset. So Saturday begins on Fridays. And after they're about to conquer, the sun is about to set. Look at this. Yusha looks at the sun. إِنَّكِ مَأْمُورَ وَأَنَا مَأْمُورَ. You stay there until we get the job done. Allah made the son respond to him. Iman. Faith. We read in the Sunnah, one day the rock will call upon al-Ash'ari, al-Maturidi, ta'ala, behind me there is come, the rock, come. Huh? تنادي حجر ينادي على المؤمن, a believer, come. It's coming, it's there, and it will never die. We just have to figure out how to come out of this, brothers and sisters in Islam. And by the way, and I said this two times already, take it for the last time, this is the last thing I'm going to say. As much as you disobey Allah on an individual level, as much as you're confused in your lives. So take this down to individual level. You disobey Allah, you go away, you're confused. You're going around, you don't even know why. You're in bills here and there, courtroom here and there, having problem with the family. Miserable life, basically. Dunk. Confused, you're going in circles. Man, I'm running in this world like, what's? The more you come back to the deen, أفمن يمشي مكبا على وجهه أهدى أم من يمشي سويا على صراط مستقيم. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يرزقنا الإيمان واليقين